Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook, it's Eagles 360. We come your way every Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. A couple of unsung heroes to mention from Sunday night's game. I want to kind of go back to the offensive line and talk about Dennis Kelly, because it is a remarkable job, having not started at right tackle since 2012, to go out there against a really good defensive front and play the way that Dennis Kelly did. 6 feet, 7 inches tall, big, wide, rangy guy who had 1 week of practice or training at right tackle. He went out and did the job. Lane Johnson at left tackle. Jason Peters, we hope, get back. But the Eagles, who didn't address the offensive line in free agency or in the draft, Brian, they banked on the philosophy that players like Dennis Kelly would step up, and they did.
Yeah, Dennis Kelly did a great job, and you have to give those guys credit. If you want to have a running game, you have to have guys in the trenches that can get it done. Lane Johnson did a great job as well. But I think Jason Kelce, who got beat up in that first game, got beat across his face, got pushed in the backfield, he did a great job last night. These guys came to play last night, and anytime you want to get this offense going, you need this offensive line to get going. They did a great job for this team.
And then as the Eagles, Brian, get into the second half of the season here, and we are searching for what is this team all about? So many massive changes in the offseason in terms of the roster makeover. What is the identity of this football team? Could they have found it on Sunday night in Dallas, in Jerry World, with that stirring overtime victory? Do you know, Brian, what the identity of this football team is?
Well, it seems at this point, and you've seen this Eagles team over the last three games have over 150 yards rushing. I think they're a team that's going to say, we're going to run the football, and you have to stop the run. Then we're going to use play action to Jordan Matthews. We're going to use our screen game to different guys outside. And then on the defensive side of the ball, we're going to say, we're going to take the ball away from you. Now, they need to get a little bit more tough against the run, but we're going to still make an interception. Our linebackers are going to blitz and get after your quarterback. And that's what you need to be able to run the football and be able to take the ball away on defense.
It's interesting, because usually when you talk about a running team in the NFL, you think of a really physical, smash-mouth identity. But the Eagles aren't big and brawling up front. They're athletic. They rely on technique. So maybe that's what it is. This is a run-first offense, but it's not a finesse offense. It is one that is willing to line up and smash-mouth, and they've got to run it and set everything up off the run game. And I agree, though. It's DeMarco Murray and Ryan Matthews, and to a degree, Darren Sproles, who will take this team to the playoffs in 2015.
One thing that they did very well last night was they established a run, but with the run, they were able to get to the tempo they were looking for. When you saw many times in that game where the defensive linemen for the Cowboys, they were sucking wind. And that's what Chip Kelly wants. He wants these guys to be up-tempo fast, make a defense pay for keeping those same guys in there. And then when these guys are tired, these premier pass rushers and these good run stoppers, now we have the ability to run on them. Now they have to try to get to the edge and catch Ryan Matthews and DeMarco Murray, and they weren't able to do it.
And they also ran well, effectively in the red zone, where you have to put a hat on a hat and knock somebody down.
Yeah, if you want to, in the red zone, everything shrinks. Everything gets a little bit tighter. Defenders don't have to cover as much of the field, and that means your safeties are a little bit closer. That means your cornerbacks and linebackers are closer to the line of scrimmage, and that's when this offensive line actually turned it on. That's when DeMarco Murray and Ryan Matthews are a little bit more effective. I liked what they did, especially in the red zone.
Ah, how sweet it is to come back from Dallas at 5:30 in the morning on Monday with a victory, and one that potentially knocks the Cowboys out of the running in the NFC East when we return to Eagles 360. We'll talk about the division that's got a little bit of clarity now. The Giants up here, the Eagles on their heels, with Dallas and Washington bringing up the rear. We'll be back in just one moment on Eagles 360.